This is the last talk. Really, I don't have that much material either. Okay, my topic this morning is iron enrichment and lettuce. I don't expect too real big findings in here because somehow it was partially failure. We've been working on. We have worked on many different species of floricultural and turf grass species and inducing phytotoxicity, micronutrient toxicity. We published several papers on that. As you see right here, if you increase the concentration of micronutrient about 6 micronutrients, which is we don't use chloride as a micronutrient, and increase, usually this is the first level is much higher, usually about 10 to maybe 2 times higher, and then increase very high level, and you will have toxicity development. And you will see over here iron, and just less and less, this extremely high, and they're just green and very healthy. So we thought maybe if we can use this kind of elevated level of iron, maybe good for vegetables. Maybe as maybe we all talked about designer vegetables, and we can rather than taking iron pills, you can take just use salads with the forks, and so. We had some high hope, and you will see. Let me see how to get the next one. Oh, here. So you will see right here you have the elevated levels of iron. You can usually 0.01. It's a 10 micromolar concentration of iron, for example, and then there's a ppm right here. Get up to about 300 ppm from. Say, you know, half a ppm iron, and you will see usually there's a generally decrease of a pH in soil sap. And this is just substrate culture. The using the sunshine mix or use sunshine mix 2 that does not have the base fertilizers. And then tissue iron content, it really increases quite, just in this case, about almost 10 times as higher. So maybe it's a merit for doing some research like this one for edible crops. And this is a turf grass, Kentucky bluegrass, similar pattern. As the iron concentration in the fertilizer increases, and tissue concentration really increases, so quite 400 to 14,000 milligram per kilogram. It's quite elevation, you know. But then, without really causing detrimental effect and so on, we've been doing this just an old greenhouse we're using in horticulture, although we have a very nice, big, you know, modern greenhouse. We still use that for teaching purposes. And then this is the case we are front. Right here is the plasma light, is LEP, light-emitting plasma. And then back is a high-pressure sodium lamp, and we're just studying different varieties of lettuce, supplemental lighting, as well as the sole source of a light, and this is ongoing. So we could have done in potted plants, like other plant experiments. We thought maybe if we can use a hydroponic culture, maybe iron uptake may be elevated too. So we used just like a commercial production. This is took this picture of commercial operation and Hydro Sun hydroponics in Minnesota, and they usually it's a very very fast operation. It's a placement of seedlings. They said about 15 days. It's just a harvest and then marketed to schools, local schools and hospitals and so on. This is locally grown food, move. And so maybe we can add some solution in a containing higher concentration of iron. Now, this is the one that we are using. Is any pointer? Maybe. Mouse here? Oh, okay. Rather than going out. As you know, that when we use macronutrient, micronutrient concentrations, just a modification of old hydroponic Hoagland solution. So, for example, right here, macronutrient, just very simple. We use just the total, in this case, I use the calcium level lower this month. So usually I use a 6. So usually all the macronutrient cation and added anion added is equals, you know. If it don't match, then somebody made a mistake, you know. So that's the case if the numbers match when you use a milliequivalent per liter or MEQ per liter concentration basis. Micronutrient, this, their pH, influence on pH is minor, so we just still use a micromolar concentration concept rather than using for ion balancing macronutrient adjustments. First time, we use iron sulfate, and concentration is 0.01 with millimolar concentration or 10 micromolar concentration to all the way up to 3 millimolar concentration. And then you will see we had a very excellent exchange student from France, and she wanted to do this experiment, so we just germinated in rock wool cubes and placing on the tub. It's a hydroponic. Each has a air bubble. If you use too much air coming in, it just doesn't grow well. Very, very gentle and small. And she did excellent job of it. Her name is Adeline Bordier. And then we used the first time as just a Grand Rapids lettuce, and we found, and as iron concentration increases, leaf tissue concentration increases. But problem was a pH. High concentration of iron sulfate, they precipitate, and pH is very low. So we have to eliminate that pH influence and the problem with the precipitation. So what about we use iron chelate, just like any greenhouse? Many greenhouses grow without changing solution pH and so on. That's why we got into actually, this is the data that she got. It's about from some 250 to about 200, about 5 times increase in tissue content by the, for example, it's 120 ppm. That type of concentration, it worked out okay. That's it. So we're ambitious. So this time we used iron chelate. And the first one is iron EDTA, similar concentration, same concentration of elevated levels of iron in here. And this time, we just iron chelate, actually chelate, the ligand will capture this, and then it'll be kind of a shuttle service, you know, release and come back and, you know, catch another one, and they're doing more. Plant roots will absorb more iron and so on. Now, if it's non-chelated, especially in soils that are high pH, then iron oxide will be forming and unavailable to plants. So our recommendation using iron chelate, and then later on I'll mention that an EDTA versus the EDDHA. EDDHA is much more stable at high pH, so we even recommend that. But it is cheaper to use EDTA. So we use that one as a concentration here. It's a millimolar concentration. MeV per liter concentration of iron is divalent iron. So just molecular weight divided by valence. You know, that's the constitute the millimolar concentration. So the last column is a ppm basis. So as you will know, we use this method is all the total cation. In this case, it'll be 15 and anion 15. So total ionic concentration is 30 milliequivalent per liter. Sometimes I just use this table for what's in the water. You have to subtract what to add to come up with the optimum level. We used to use ammonium nitrate. But after 9/11, oh, they become so expensive. I mean, 1 kilo of ammonia, several hundred dollars. You know, they have to hire a security guard or something. So I gave up on that. So I use less, you know, cheaper ones, and you still, as long as the balance cations and anions will be okay. So this is the system. If we use RO system, RO water, I think this is very good. But if you have your raw water that has some ions, then you have to subtract and then come up with the balancing. If you have anybody is interested in, I will send that information, publication on that. So we germinate in rock walls, in plays, in tubs, and then they just grow well. This is all concentration, they grew well, you know, to develop, and then we harvest them, and we are kind of excited about, you know, this will be high concentration, it'll be much, much higher, you know, not five times, maybe 10. I mean, we increase the, as compared to the control, but 300 times as much iron in nutrient solution, and should be, I expect about 50%, you know, higher iron concentration. It was a disappointment. And then we just get, and then root tissues look like this. You see, chelated ions, they kind of stain root, and you will see it's not white, but it's staining. And then compared to control, you know, and you will see holding on the far right as a control, then it's different levels of ion, you know, containing solutions. Now, it's what a disappointment. See, tissue ion concentration, some here control 130 to 200. That's not even twice as not high. So we put a lot of iron. It's expensive, iron EDDH. This one is less expensive. So maybe we use a different chelating agent, DDHA. So we change it to iron chelate, different forms. As you know, that I think it's when pH is lower than 7 or something like that, EDTA works well, but EDDHA, we recommend high pH calcareous salts. And in North Dakota, we have a soil condition. pH is very high, higher than 8.0, you know. Drinking water, 8.4. So I recommend this EDDHA for greenhouse growers and so on. This is some things. There are other chelating agents you can use for iron chelating. There's the top one is a butterhead root system. Bottom one is a romaine. And those plants grew well. But again, this is a romaine lettuce. And again, and maybe just at most, maybe about three times as high as a tissue, you know, on the right here. So this is not really good. So I think this conclusion is you can lettuce tissues contain can be up to maybe five times if we use iron sulfate, but I don't know why chelated ions are not taken up. They have to kind of it's a Greek word claw that captures in it, and I have to see how the association dissociation of ions and in solution, it doesn't release, and root hair may not be forming that way. There's some study on that. I thought I could get some good results about iron enrichment. It'll be nice for a new system. I'm sorry for that. You know, I have to do some more work on and. Maybe we have to go back. There were some people involved in here. And this is the front side is a hydroponic tub culture. The back is soil culture, container culture. Maybe we can do some comparisons and, you know, something that we have to find. What is it? Maybe hydroponic, maybe aeroponic system may be better, or different ways of growing may be better for that. Or a foliar application and so on. Maybe next time I hope we'll bring some better results. Okay. Thank you, and for listening. Yeah, question.
Hi, Dr. Lee. I like your original idea of like creating iron in a harvest nutrient data, so you don't necessarily need to take supplements. But have you considered how that would affect the taste of the lettuce? If you have a very highly iron-enriched lettuce, would it still be palatable?
We haven't tasted. We have a.
Repeat the question. Thank you.
Okay. There'll be high iron-enriched vegetables. Lettuce or spinach, would it be palatable? You know, good taste. You know, you have to. If they don't taste good, you cannot sell them. So, we have trained a panel. We have a sensory panel for studying something like that. And now we did actually mushrooms and other vegetables. We do. So I was going to do that. I didn't bring the results and the data yet. Maybe next year. Yeah. Thank you for good question. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much,
yeah,
Dr.
Thank
Lee. I'd just like to thank all our speakers this morning. All right, it was a great morning, very informative, and obviously people will be free to talk at your own leisure. Thank you very much for coming. Bye-bye.